Decision in $17 million DraftKings lawsuit could come ahead of scheduled trial. The ongoing lawsuit between Iowa resident Nicholas Bavas and DraftKings over canceled wagers worth an alleged $14 million could see a resolution before the case reaches a full trial. Bavas, who filed suit in May 2024, has requested that a judge issue a summary judgment rather than allow the case to proceed to trial, which is currently scheduled for September 2026. The dispute stems from the 2024 AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am Golf Tournament, which was cut short after 54 holes due to inclement weather. According to Bavas, the wagers he placed on the event matched the final official results, which he argues should have resulted in payouts totaling $14.2 million. DraftKings, however, canceled five of his wagers, sparking the legal challenge now playing out in Iowa courts. Bavas and his attorneys contend that DraftKings acted improperly by voiding bets that were valid based on the final tournament scores. They argue that the operator should be held responsible for canceling winning wagers and are seeking compensation equivalent to the full payout value. The lawsuit highlights not only the contested wagers themselves but also broader questions about how sportsbooks handle wagers in the event of shortened or canceled competitions. DraftKings has pushed back strongly against the claims. In legal filings, the company maintains that Bavas accepted the risks associated with wagering under its house rules, which explicitly state that circumstances may arise that affect the validity of odds or outcomes. DraftKings: we're playing by the rules. DraftKings asserts that its rules allow it to void wagers under certain conditions, including the occurrence of errors or unusual circumstances surrounding an event. The company has denied any wrongdoing and raised 19 separate affirmative defenses in its response to the complaint. Among those defenses, DraftKings emphasizes that customers are required to acknowledge and accept its house rules at the time of placing wagers. The operator has argued that Bavas, like all users, agreed to these conditions, which provide DraftKings the authority to cancel bets if unforeseen circumstances impact the event or the wager's integrity. By this interpretation, DraftKings acted within its rights by canceling the disputed bets from the Pebble Beach tournament. The case has attracted attention due to the large sums involved and the potential precedent it may set for future disputes between bettors and operators. If the judge grants Bavas's request for summary judgment, the matter could be resolved much sooner than the 2026 trial date, saving both parties time and legal expenses. However, DraftKings is expected to contest the motion. The company has until October 10 to file its response, which will likely outline its defense in greater detail.